Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Crazy cheap prices on the free Spud Shed app.
Welcome to Sports Day here on this Tuesday. Carl Langdon and Paul Hazeby with you. And in our news headlines for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand, those two big names that might get a chance to present the Premiership Cup have been revealed.
Who's it going to be, Carl? Is it going to be Gary Lyon from the Melbourne Football Club or Chris Grant from the Western Bulldogs? He's actually working for the Western Bulldogs at the moment, so that would be a nice touch. But two great players of our game. I love this part of the history of AFL, where they get some legends to present that cup. It's going to be a great battle, but I'm leaning towards Gary Lyon being the Premiership ambassador to hand it over to Simon Goodwin at the end of the grand final.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, won't it? It's a hard game to predict, but the sentimental bone, and just walking around town today, there was a lot of people that are hoping that Melbourne get the chocolates. And we put in a request for Chris Grant, but I can tell you that he isn't talking. He's had a million requests, so that's okay. We'll hopefully have a chat to a Bulldogs player later on this week. Get Ranger confidence for the price of a quad. Visit your local Polaris dealer today. Speaking of Melbourne greats, David Schwartz is going to join us after the break. Be great to have a chat to him.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have a chat to this man, our first guest, a man that would be bleeding red and blue right now. He is a legend of the Melbourne Football Club. His name is David Schwartz. You've heard him calling passionately on 882 6PR all season, Swarter. Nice to have you on the program, mate. How are you going?
Carl, Paul, no, really well. I've been really calm. The Brisbane game was a bit nerve-wracking, the first one. I'm very confident against Geelong. And I'm quietly confident against the Bulldogs. I think we're playing pretty good footy. So, yeah, but it's a grand final, as you know, and they're bloody hard to win.
Take us back to the day that you wore the jumper for the Ds. 2000, mate, it's already 21 years ago.
Oh, God.
Hey, how fast does time go?
We got flogged. I remember being drunk. I wasn't drunk when I walked out of the ground, but... We played like we were, but we came up against a pretty good side, Nest. And when you lose one, you don't really go back and watch it again or go back over it. So it's a distant memory, but the build-up was unbelievable. And I've just said to most people, this is not about the players on the day. This is about everybody just putting a lot of hard work to get there, and from past players but more importantly, the supporters that have been there through really dark days. And let's be honest, Melbourne have been through some, since the 70s, have been through some horrible days. We've had a lot of tragedy along the way, and it's all culminating to a really, really big couple of weeks. And gee whiz, in 2 weeks' time, if the D's happen to hold the cup aloft, I think there'll be a lot of people that will be celebrating long and hard.
Are the fans and yourself a bit disappointed that it is not at the MCG, given it's been so long? It would have been a really nice touch to play at the MCG in front of all the fans. But with this group, I guess, Ox, they've got a real good chance to build a dynasty, in my opinion, so there could be other opportunities.
Yeah, there could be. But, you know, I'm not disappointed. I'm really happy for them to have made it. And, what a great stadium it is. And the one thing about West Australians and South Australians, I think they're as passionate as any Victorian, probably if not more. I think it's a great opportunity for other states to actually experience what the grand final is all about. I've been to a lot of grand finals, and they're awesome. You know, they're one of the great events you'll ever go to. So for people that haven't been to it, just go there and enjoy it. It'll be awesome, even if you don't break for the side. Just go there and understand how captivating the afternoon will be and the evening will be. It'll be bloody awesome.
What about this forward line from the Melbourne Demons? You played in the forward line and you told everybody else to get out of your space, but this forward line's a bit different, isn't it? Because there's so many different types of players that can all stand up and kick goals.
Yeah, no selfishness, Hazel. So you understand about that. So they're happy to give it off. They're happy to share it. They're happy to be a part of a team. It's been brought together. They're a bit of odd bits, you know, with Benny Brown and Tom McDonald, who wasn't even in the side, you know, at the start of the year. He had to work his way. You know, he had to actually prove himself in the off-season. Cozzy Pickett's first season, and then Spargo, who I think has just been unbelievable. And, you know, it's just, it's an odd ball of forwards there, but it seems to work. And I think when you're getting delivery from the midfield like Petrarca and Oliver and Maxi Gawn, it's a pretty good mix.
More of David Schwartz soon.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
If you've just joined us, we're chatting to David Schwartz, who played in the last grand final for the Melbourne Football Club in the year 2000. Hayes?
What did you think of Max on the weekend when he kicked the 5 goals? Oh. He's never played like that in his life, and he probably will never do that again. No. It was one of the great spectacles.
And I love him. Like, he's just a good bloke. He's just a... I think Melbourne are really lucky. He's a bit of a... You know, he's almost a cult hero to a lot of young kids, and he wears his heart on his sleeve, and he's, you know, he's not looking cat. You only got to have a look at his head. He's a different-looking human being, but he's loved, he's admired, and, you know, what he's done for the footy club as captain, you know, can't be underestimated. You know, and you got to look at Nathan Jones, who's he's carried the workload for the last 10 years. He's going to miss out. That's a tragedy of footy, but also on the other side, you see Max, and that's the most beautiful part of footy, watching a bloke develop right before your very eyes.
He got twins today, so went back Nathan Jones. So it was good news that he had the twins, and he was there for their birth.
Yeah, that's awesome. It is awesome. It's, you know, I hope, and I think Paul Hopgood said this, and I don't want to talk out of school, but Paul Hopgood, who's had a bit to do with Nathan Jones because they're from the same area down to Mount Eliza, I think they were trying to get the boys to all wear number 2 warm-up jumpers just in, you know, as a thank you to Nathan and, you know, the effort that he's put in. If they did that, and coupled up with Robbie Flower as well, I think it would be very fitting for all the players to wear number 2 in the warm-up jumper.
Now, the Western Bulldogs, round 19, they won by 20. McRae had it 38 times. Bonanpelli, 31-2 goals. Same old names up the pointy end. Smith, Liberatore, Hunter all busy. Caleb Daniel, 34 and a goal.
Yep.
They're a talented team, aren't they? This is shaping to be one of the fastest grand finals, the way that these two teams play.
I know you like the casino, Carl. You never show your hand. And that's exactly what the Demons did. They just held back. They just said, right, we're not going to give everything off here. And if you have a look at the data from champion data, we actually played really well. We just didn't kick well. You know, Benny Brown had a shocking night in front of goal, and we just had one of those nights, but, you know, we won plenty of it. But you're right, they've got some serious talent. Some serious, serious talent. You know, and we're going to have to be on our very best to beat them. But I think our best footy beats their best footy, and that's all that matters. So hopefully we can bring it at the biggest stage, which is the grand final. But, oh, God, if we do, I'm telling you, I'm going to be drunk for a month.
Does Brayshaw go to Bontempelli? Look, he did a job last week. Who does he take on? Who would you assign him the role to?
I'm not sure. I think Harms might go to him. I think Harms will go to Bontempelli. I think they'll try and get Petrarca and Oliver free. Whether that happens, I'm not sure. Jack Viney last week was a real surprise for us, because he actually hit his best form of the year. So did Christian Salem, for that matter. So, yeah, Melbourne aren't a side that goes and stops too many players, but Marcus Bonanpelli and Liberatore have to be respected. I think McRae's going to get it. He just finds it. He's not the most polished by foot, but I think Libo's the one. We've got to watch him, and we've got to watch Bonanpelli, because they can really set up and be creative. You have a look at Libby's kicking. He's so underrated with his kicking. He just puts it out in the space and lets the players run onto it. He's a superstar. So that'll be the two I'd be looking out for.
Does Simon Goodwin make any changes to that team?
I've got a feeling Smith's going to come back in as the sub. It's my gut feel. I don't know why. He's quick. He can play forward and he can play back. So if you lose someone early, you've got flexibility. That would be my guess. And I'm a huge fan of Jaden Hunt as well. So I'd like to see him in, but who do you get rid of? That's the problem, you know. I think Sparrow and Bower have done enough work to keep their spot. So maybe one, maybe Jordan for Smith. That would be the only change I'd make.
David Schwartz there. We'll have a chat to the new signing at the Perth Wildcats today, Jack Purchase, next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day and the news this morning that I saw Wildcats announcement coming, and then a little bit later in the morning, about 10 o'clock this morning, we found out, Hayes, we were revealed who this person was, and it turns out to be Jack Purchase, a man who comes from really good pedigree. We'll talk about that tonight here on Sports Day. He's already played in the NBL, both for Melbourne United and for the Adelaide 36ers, and great to have Jack here on Sports Day. Welcome, mate. Congratulations, and welcome to Perth.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Thanks for having me on. It's exciting times. I can't wait to get over there and get started.
So you're not here yet. Where do we find you tonight?
Yeah, so I'm in Adelaide at the moment. So just out here with the girlfriend, and heading over to Perth shortly, I'm assuming, yeah.
Congratulations, Jack. Can you tell us a bit more about the journey so far to get to this point in your life?
Yeah, so I went to college in Hawaii, which was beautiful. Did 4 years over there.
Came
back. Oh, yeah, it was really tough. I was living about 5 minutes away from Waikiki.
I've been there five times, all in my younger days. Anyway, that's for another time. Keep going.
Yeah, so I was struggling out there. You know, life was tough. And then came back to Melbourne. Signed with Melbourne United as a DP. Did my DP season there. And then COVID hit, so I didn't really have a crack at NBL 1 that year. And then was an injury replacement with the 36ers last year. And recently just been down in Hobart playing in NBL 1 South for the Hobart Chargers. And then our season got cancelled. And then luckily enough, got the call from Perth. And what an opportunity is for me. I can't wait.
Hey, Jack, how does the injury replacement player scenario work?
Good question. So Isaac Humphries got injured, and they weren't sure how long he was going to be out. So then they brought me in. I joined them. It was a game by game type of a situation thing. And then he came back. I stayed with the team because they weren't sure how he was going to go. And then he got re-injured, and then I ended up signing on and staying with the team for the last 6-7 games of the year. So yeah, I was just filling in for Isaac because he was hurt.
I want to go back to the University of Hawaii and find out why a kid from Melbourne ends up going to that university. Was it for basketball or something else?
Well, so actually I went to my first school I went for my freshman year was Auburn University down in Alabama. So I did my freshman year there. Then I transferred to Hawaii after that. And, yeah, geez, it was amazing. I was living on the beaches, living in up North Shore. My best mate's dad owned one of the most popular restaurants on the island. I was getting to hang out with blokes like Kelly Slater and all that. And, it was just unreal. I had an amazing 4 years over there.
And how does a 206-centimetre player surf? Can you do that? Is it easy?
Oh, so I had a crack at it. I was out there a little bit, but it wasn't the easiest thing for me. They gave me on the long boards, and I was getting up a couple of times, but... I remember one day I spent about 3 or 4 hours out in the surf and only managed to stand up on two waves. So it was a bit frustrating, but I had a crack.
Did you go out and have a look at Pipeline, mate? I went to Pipeline a couple of times and I just saw, blokes just crunching themselves on the reef. I mean, it was unbelievably big the day I went there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I went down to Pipeline a bit. I went and watched the event once as well, but the waves are huge. I mean, I can't believe those guys put themselves out there and... Because some of them get held under for a couple of minutes, I think, if they get dumped pretty bad. So it'd be pretty scary out there, but, yeah, they do well.
More of Jack Purchase in a moment.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
And we are chatting to the new Perth Wildcat. His name is Jack Purchase. Hayes?
You've described yourself as a pick-and-pop four-man who can knock down the three ball. Is that pretty much right?
Yeah, that's pretty much right. That's what I've been doing for the last 5 or 6 years, just playing pick-and-pop. Like to shoot a three, like to make the extra pass, get an assist, and crash the balls as well.
I was just having a look at your average from your 9 games at Adelaide. You got 17.8 points, but 40% from long range. What makes you so good at the long range, and how much work do you do at it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's just the work. I work at it every day. It's probably the one thing that I work on the most is my shooting. So I feel comfortable whenever I'm behind the three-point line and I can feel like I can knock down any kind of shot. And it's just trusting in your shot, trusting in the work that you've put in. And, it's it's just comes from a lot of work, really.
Your old man played in the NBL from 1984 to 1993. How influential has he been?
Oh, for sure, mate. He's been the biggest influence in my basketball career. He's been my number one supporter the whole time, my whole career so far. And he's just been an amazing support for me. Him and my mum and my two sisters as well, they've been amazing in supporting me over the years. And, yeah, they're wrapped for me to be able to get this opportunity with the Wildcats.
What about Andrew Gaze? We saw him a lot over the Olympics. He gave one of the great speeches. There was a lot of emotion in that. You're his nephew, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So Andrew married into the family. He's married to Dad's younger sister. So, yeah, he's my uncle. He coached me for maybe 3 or 4 years in the juniors before I headed off to college, and he was a massive help. And, yeah, he taught me a lot.
Did you like him on that show? What was the name of that show again? I forget already.
Shinwa, or something like that.
He was very emotional, yeah, though, wasn't he, when the Aussies finally achieved the dream of Olympic medal, wasn't he? I don't know if you saw that moment, did you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think the whole country saw it. I mean, it meant a lot to him. It meant a lot to everyone in Australian basketball. It was a massive moment for the boys, and, you know, we couldn't have been prouder of him.
So when you come to Perth and ply your craft here, what have you been told? What areas of the court? You know, you're a forward. Are you expecting to be a front man? I mean, how are you going to fit into the roster over here?
Well, that's it. That's what I'm looking forward to training camp for. I mean, just to try and find a little spot for myself in the team somewhere. I can kick and pop. I can cut to the basket. I can rebound. I can make the right pass, make the right play for the team. That's all. I think that all that comes in training camp and just trying to get in and gel with the other boys on the team and help out in any which way that I can.
Do you know many of the players? Have you crossed paths with any of them?
I don't know them personally. I don't know many of them. I went to Italy with Kyle Zunick, the new DP that we've just signed a couple of years ago. But, I've had a few of the boys reach out to me today and just say welcome to the team, which has been great. I'm just looking forward to getting over there and meeting them all and starting to get to work.
Two roster spots remaining for the Perth Wildcats, still an import spot. Can you tell us about who that import might be?
Oh, I'd have no idea.
That makes three of us.
And where are you going to shack up over here in Perth? Have you put in any requests? Do you know much about Western Australia and the landscape, mate, or what?
No, I actually don't. Literally 10 minutes ago, I was speaking to Mitch Norton about it, and he's recommended a few spots for me to live. I think I'm maybe Scarborough, but I really don't know. I'm getting a bit of help from the club at the moment, and I'm sure we'll have it all sorted pretty soon.
Jack Purchase there. We will wrap up Sports Day next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Now we finish off with a little bit of a sports wrap. The Saints have signed Jack Billings. Now, he was expected to be one of those maybe dominoes that might have been passed around, Hayes, but a four-year deal.
Not many free agents left. He signed up now with the St Kilda Football Club, as is Paddy Ryder, going around for another season as well. Matty Hayden, he joins the Pakistan coaching group for the T20 World Cup, joining Vernon Philander. And the AFL 19s, WAV South Australia, has been named as a curtain raiser for the big grand final. That is fantastic for all those players involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Ed Curno also signing a one-year deal there at the Blues. And Brisbane's Archie Smith, 26-year-age, a mature age recruit as a ruckman, has asked to be traded out. Don't be surprised if he ends up on the Gold Coast. That's all we've got time for today. Thanks for your company. Hayes and I will be back from 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll see you then.